Water Bureau. The original contract with ASI was through a competitive bid process. I don't know who the other bidders were. There is a fairly limited number of labs in the country that are certified by the EPA to do crypto testing. ASI is probably considered the premier lab in the country for that. They have a number of internationally recognized experts on cryptosporidium. But it was a competitive bid process. They are out of Vermont, not Alabama. They are not local, and we recognize that.
But if I could, just for those viewing, and we're prohibited by the Interstate Commerce Clause on the federal level of limiting who can bid on our contracts to just local firms or just Oregon firms. That's against federal law.
And I don't know who the bidders were, but I don't believe the Grants Pass lab was one of the bidders. And I couldn't tell you who else uses ASI, but as I said, there are a fairly small number of labs in the country, a couple dozen probably, who are certified to do crypto testing. So
this is one of them.
Yeah.
They are certified.
Yes. And why the big increase? Well, as I explained last week, the ASI is working with us on trying to obtain a variance. And as you know, we're now on our third version of a variance attempt with the EPA. And the EPA has given us a number of challenges to collect data in order to qualify for the variance. And ASI is one of actually many contractors who is working with us to develop our sampling plan, sampling protocols, work through a number of our water quality issues that we are having in trying to meet the EPA standards for cryptosporidium testing. So we originally did the contract for $200,000, and that was just primarily to pay for the enhanced sampling that we were going to that we had planned on doing. ASI has had to get involved in a lot of scientific and technical work with us in making sure that we are able to meet the EPA standards for cryptosporidium testing.
I'm just wondering, this is highly unusual to take more testimony and answer more questions at a second reading. I'm just wondering why we're doing this.
Well, I
hadn't planned on it.
Well, that was my decision. There is a group that is very interested in this issue. If I didn't take testimony, it would probably lead to some other charge from the group. So I defer to give them as many opportunities to talk about as many things and ask as many questions as they want, because we have nothing to hide. So
it's up to the decision of the chair of the group whether or not I extend these courtesies, and I usually, on issues as contentious as this, I usually do, but not always.
So this isn't establishing a precedent that we're always going to take testimony in second reading?
We've done it a number of times.
It's always been up to the discretion of the mayor.
Okay.
Thank you. Can you please call the roll?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
As I said last time, I thank Yoni Akagi for her assistance in helping my staff understand this, and also all the citizens who have written in and ask very good questions today.
518.
I thank the Water Bureau for their continued diligence in pursuing this variance, and I thoroughly support this amendment to the contract to make sure that we do whatever we can to get the variance so that we don't have to do further treatment. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Good work. Can you please read the title for emergency ordinance item number 518?
Authorized sponsorship agreement with the Oregon Department of Education for after-school at-risk meal and snack program.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm going to do a brief introduction and ask Allie Ryan, Robin Johnson, and Karen Burt if they'd come forward and take seats at the dais. And also, Mayor, I just want to acknowledge that item 519 was originally intended to be placed on consent, and so we can handle that in an expedited manner.
Okay.
518 involves after-school meals and snack programs. Welcome, ladies. Oregon consistently has one of the highest hunger rates in the nation. A rising number of children in Oregon are also facing childhood obesity. At the Parks Bureau, our motto is Healthy Parks, Healthy Portland. We are constantly looking for ways to have a positive impact on community health, especially in the areas of greatest need. Now, Parks provides many programs and services that are part of a larger safety net in our community. We partner with Loaves and Fishes to provide access to meals as part of our senior recreation program. We are currently working on a new healthy snack policy to get healthier snacks into all of our facilities. We partner with the Portland Farmers Market to expand their footprint this year, and we currently have a community gardens initiative underway to provide more opportunities for growing healthy food. Healthy eating is essential to a child's growth and development. By becoming a sponsor of an at-risk meal and snack program, Parks receives federal funding to provide nutritious meals and snacks to children in low-income areas. Parks is therefore able to encourage healthy eating as a standard piece of existing educational and enrichment activities that we offer in our after-school programs. We've invited Allie Ryan, a Parks staff who organized the pilot, Robin Johnson, Oregon Hunger Task Force, and Karen Burt, the director of the St. John's Community Center, to share some very brief comments. Who'd like to go first?
I would.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you, Commissioner. Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioner. We are very pleased to be here. What's that?
Yep, you just have to state your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Allie Ryan, Portland Parks and Recreation. We are very pleased to be here this morning with this ordinance, which actually authorizes Parks to do two things. One is to sign an agreement with the Oregon Department of Education, authorizing us as a sponsor of the after-school meal and snack program. The other one is authorizing us to sign a vended meal agreement with Portland Public Schools, which will be providing us with meals. Signing these agreements is a significant step for Parks. Although we have partnered with Portland Public for many years on distribution of lunches at our summer playgrounds program and Sun Schools, this is our first time as a sponsor. So we'll start our efforts with a pilot project at St. John's Community Center in North Portland. Starting with a pilot will let us experience what it's actually like to run this program, as well as to learn some things before we consider expanding to other sites. So we're really looking forward to beginning at St. John's. I especially want to thank Portland Public, who has been very flexible in working with us to figure out how to get meals to St. John's, and Robin Johnson, who is here today. She has been tireless in her efforts to help us figure out how to do this, and many, many thanks go to her.
Thank you very much. Let's introduce Robin. And Robin, the credit goes to you for having educated us about this opportunity and this entitlement program that we could participate in. We want to thank you, and go ahead.
It's very kind of you to say good morning, Mayor Adams and commissioners.
Good morning.
My name is Robin Johnson, and I work for the Oregon Hunger Task Force. My voice only does that at the most appropriate moments. The Oregon Hunger Task Force is a statewide anti-hunger public policy advocacy and outreach organization, but we're based here in Portland. I do outreach for the Oregon Hunger Task Force, particularly on the summer food program and the after-school meal and snack program.
And I apologize if I could interrupt you. Where are you all from? which school are you from? Alameda? Really? Now, I heard the kids from Alameda were the smartest kids in the city. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then keep studying, all right? We hope you have a great time here at City Hall. Bye-bye. Yes. You're on TV. All right. Yeah.
Channel 30. Make sure you watch it all.
That is the most enthusiasm the chamber has seen in a month, so that's great. I'll give you more time, I promise.
It's fine.
Yep. Yes.
Channel 30.
Channel 30.
So
you can start over if you want.
It's fine.
They were leaving, and we always try to say hi.
It's okay. So just a couple quick numbers for you. 220 of the 291 children, about 80% at Sitton Elementary, and 344 of the 430, again, about 80% of the children who attend James John Elementary, two of the nearest elementary schools to the St. John's Community Center, are eligible to receive a free and reduced price lunches. That means that their families make less than 185% of poverty, which for a family of four is about $40,000 a year. By becoming a sponsor of the At-Risk Meal and Snack Program, the city and Portland Parks and Rec are ensuring that these children have access to nutritious meals, where many of them participate in enrichment programs and after-school care. And as the current economy and historic economic hardship continues to weigh on many of the families in the St. John's area, your leadership in connecting kids to healthy food where they live, learn, and play, and are cared for is critical. And it's for this reason that I want to thank you and commend the City of Portland for its leadership by becoming a sponsor, and particularly, and right on cue, Commissioner Fish, and the diligent work of the staff of Portland Parks and Rec. So St. John's Community Center is in the State Congressional District of Representative Tina Kotek, and she sends her regards, and she sent a letter as well that I'll submit for the record, but I wanted to share these words. In these difficult economic times, it's absolutely essential that state and local government collaborate to maximize existing public resources in order to meet the needs of our communities. By becoming a sponsor of the federally funded after-school meal and snack program, Portland Parks and Recreation will be able to ensure that low-income children and youth who participate in the after-school activities will have access to nutritious foods before they go home. By feeding their bodies, we will be feeding their minds and improving their capacity to succeed at school and in life. And to conclude, if the pilot project is a success, the child nutrition team for the Oregon Hunger Task Force will continue to work with the City of Portland and Parks and Rec to expand this program to other locations that are currently not being served meals. And further down the road, I have great hopes that we're able to extend this meal service to community-based childcare that exist in the community centers, in addition to affordable housing sites, which would also be eligible to serve these meals. But as you might know, that as an advocate, I'm in the business of having great hopes, and this includes seeing your continued leadership by fully funding the Summer Playgrounds program and its connection to the summer food program in the summer. So I look forward to your continued leadership, and I thank you again for meeting this need and for allowing me to take a few minutes to be nervous in front of you. So.
You did a great job.
Thanks.
Robin, thank you. And I would just tell you that the mayor, as you know, is a champion for these programs.
Absolutely.
Last summer, it was actually at his suggestion that we extended serving meals at some of our parks programs, mm-hmm. and he helped coordinate some logistical issues we had with one of our school districts to get that done.
I was remiss not to mention it.
And I want to acknowledge that, because as he drafts his budget and as we work with him to get to the budget, mm-hmm. we're mindful that those summer playground programs serve multiple purposes and leverage other dollars. And we are trying to find creative ways to preserve as many as possible. And while I'm not ready to make an announcement today, one of the things we've been looking at is additional grant monies to help backfill. And so the mayor and I will work tirelessly to try to make sure that those programs are adequately funded. But thanks. You get the credit for the idea today, and thank you for your leadership.
Thank you.
Hello. Good morning, I guess. We're not quite into afternoon. It's my turn to be nervous. I'm Karen Burt, the director at St. John's Community Center, and I wanted to just say how excited we are to have been chosen as one of the sites, or the site, to pilot this project. The kids at St. John's after-school program are ages 5 to 11 years old from currently three elementary schools in the St. John's neighborhood. They participate in activities, homework help, educational just activities and games, active play. We try and incorporate healthy lifestyles into the program. And the nutrition piece has been a part that we've been working on for many years, actually, at St. John's. We've tried a number of efforts to get snacks and just to be able to feed the kids, including going out to the community and asking for some support from neighborhood businesses that we were able to get for a few years. But the ability to provide a well-rounded, nutritious meal is a huge benefit to these kids. Oftentimes, what we would get through donations were, you know, cans of Hormel chili and things that the staff would have to cook up. So the support of a sustainable effort to provide a well-rounded, fully nutritious meal is huge for us. The kids come after school hungry and are often there until 6 o'clock, so really feeding them and giving them at least a snack, but the ability to give them a full meal is wonderful. A lot of these kids come from very low-income households, and once they leave us, may or may not have another meal. You know, many of them go home and don't get supper at the end of the night. They depend on that free lunch at school, and so being able to feed them supper at the community center is a huge help. So I wanted to thank you for that.
Karen, thanks for the great work you do for our park system, and we're pleased that you're here.
Thank you all. This is, Commissioner Fisher, was nice to mention our efforts, but the year in, year out leadership that he provides and working with all of you on this issue, it's these services have never been needed more than they are right now. So really, thank you very much. Does anyone wish to testify on this matter? Can you please call the vote?
Fish?
Well, thank you, Mayor. And I want to, again, thank Robin Johnson and the Oregon Hunger Task Force for the leadership that they have brought to this issue, and frankly, year-round. They are the go-to group in Salem, helping to set the agenda. They are constantly looking for opportunities like this where we can partner, and the fact that this is a federal entitlement program which we can access and meet the needs of kids in our community is a perfect fit. To Allie Ryan and Karen Burt, you know, one thing I've learned in the past year or so as the Parks Commissioner is that we have a fabulous group of people who work for us, dedicated people, and you two are exemplify the very best in our bureau, and I want to publicly thank you for your service. And as your commissioner in charge, I know that we ask you to do a lot, and we don't always give you the resources you need to do your job adequately, and we're painfully aware that in a time of budget cuts, it makes it harder and harder for you to maintain the standards which you've set, but you're doing a marvelous job, and we thank you for that. Mayor, the other day we did an Arbor Day celebration at an elementary school in the David Douglas District. And I asked the principal as we were leaving just to describe the population of the school. He said about 20 languages were spoken and almost 90% of the children were on free and reduced lunch. What that tells us is that throughout the city, we in this economy, families are struggling with meeting day-to-day necessities. And it is not acceptable to this mayor or to any of my colleagues that any child in our community would go without at least one healthy meal a day, at least one meal. And that, I think, we would also say extends to older adults who, in many cases, face the same challenges. This is a pilot program, and we're gonna work out the kinks and get it right, and then we're going to expand it. And we're gonna take advantage at every platform that we have, take advantage of the opportunity to provide a healthy meal to a child. I want to especially acknowledge Emily Hicks on my team, who is in charge of our Healthy Parks, Healthy Portland initiative. And it's something of an anomaly, since she knows how unhealthy my eating habits are, that she's actually still working for me. But Emily is a very creative young person who is driving a lot of our agenda on this. And I thank Emily for her passion on this. And I thank my friends from Parks who are here as well for their good work. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you. Before we begin, where are you all from? Alameda?
Alameda.
Really?
We got the whole school here today.
That's right. I hear that the kids from Alameda are the smartest kids in the whole city. Is that true? All right. You have to be sure and stay in school and study hard, okay? Now, should we vote yes or no on this thing?
They're smart. They don't say without all the arguments.
All right. Commissioner Schultz.
Well, this is a great pilot and serving a very important need. No kids should go hungry. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fish. Again, your fine leadership skills are being shown in this program and the need to partner in these difficult times. So thank you to Portland Public Schools, Portland Parks and Recreation, and the Oregon Department of Education and the taxpayers of Oregon for helping to provide money for this program. And we do have hungry children in our community. And I know, I think it's sitting where the North Portland community is doing the weekend backpack program, where they understand that some kids are not going to get a good meal between Friday and Monday. And so they're getting together to send kids home with the weekend with peanut butter and jelly and bread. And that's both wonderful that our community recognizes and is doing something about it, and very sad that there are kids right here in our community who depend on these programs to get that food that then they can go to school and do their studying and become healthy citizens. So thank you very much for your work. Aye.
Adams?
Again, thank you. Aye. Yes. All right. Let's get to 512. Hold firm consent.
I vote on 512.
Are they related?
No. But all that 519 does is authorize the pass through of already budgeted funds for the Sun School program. That's why it was intended to be on the consent agenda.
Yeah, we'll do the one that was pulled from the consent agenda, 512. Can you please read the title?
Authorize a contract with Crisis Simulations International for computer simulation training software.
I want to return it to my office, actually. Oh. I'd like to return this to my office if there's no objection.
Unless there's an objection, 512 is returned to Commissioner Saltzman's office. Can you please read the title for 517?
Authorize North McAdam Urban Renewal and Redevelopment Bonds and Extension of Interim Financing.
Mr. Johansson, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Commissioners, Eric Johansson, City Debt Manager. This ordinance this morning authorizes up to $70 million of urban renewal and redevelopment bonds for the North McAdam urban renewal area. Proceeds of these bonds will be used to pay off most, if not all, of the outstanding line of credit indebtedness in North McAdam, which currently totals about $62.8 million. These lines were established to fund the urban renewal projects in the area, essentially since the inception of the district about 10 years ago. Most of the project expenditures have been in the Central District of South Waterfront, but not exclusively in that area. We've now reached the point in that district where the tax increment revenues are about $11 million per year. And with that level of level of annual revenues, the district's ready to take on long-term indebtedness. And that's what we're proposing to authorize through this ordinance today. While the maximum amount is set at $70 million, we haven't settled in on where that number will ultimately be. I expect right now that it will be somewhere between, say, $55 and $70 million, depending on market conditions and some other factors that we'll be analyzing between now and the expected sale date in the middle or to late latter part of this summer. The bonds will be sold through a negotiated sale with Bank of America and Merrill Lynch and Citigroup, which are two underwriting firms that we hired through an RFP process about a year ago to underwrite several tax increment deals that we're anticipating over the next couple of years. With that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Discussion from council. This is a non-emergency ordinance. Moves to a second reading next week. Can you please read the title for emergency ordinance item number 519?
Authorize intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County to provide and receive funds to and from Department of School and Community Partnerships for the Sun Community Schools Initiative.
Does anyone wish to testify on this matter? Carla, can you please call the roll? Vote.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. So approved. Can you please read the title for second reading, item number 520?
Authorize a contract and provide for payment for the construction of the Northeast 60th Avenue and Klickitat Sewer Replacement and Rehabilitation Project Number E08908.
Can you please call the vote?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. So approved. We're recessed till 2 p.m.
Yeah, of course. Got right in there. Thanks for your patience. The one thing that they'll say.